WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence in New York, where the port here is one of more than a dozen terminals where thousands of dock workers are now on strike. The strike could impact consumers. Union leader Kenneth Riley was at a rally just before members walked off the job in Savannah.
There's standing room only. I mean, the folks who are standing five and six deep all the way around this building. And I would think right now, looking at probably about 2,000 people in this room.
The workers are also seeking protections against automation within the industry. President Biden said he does not intend to intervene if the workers do strike, which they have, as he did in 2022 when he signed legislation to prevent rail workers from striking. Kate Broffenbrenner from Cornell University is a labor relations expert.
The East Coast longshore workers, they haven't gone on strike since the 70s. There's been a long history of militancy on the West Coast, you know, even political strikes opposing the war in Iraq. This is a strike that's been a long time brewing, but I think the fact that they have waited so long and they have new leadership means that there's pent-up frustration that's going into the strike.
The vice presidential candidates will square off tonight for their only debate in the campaign. CBS News White House reporter Linda Kenyon has a preview.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says the debate between Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz could likely be a study in contrasts.
Vance, by nature, enjoys attacking.
While Walz, as he puts it,
you know, he's a nice guy from the nice state, but there's no way he can get by in that debate being Mr. Nice.
Especially when it comes to the Trump-Vance positions on abortion, the economy, and Haitian migrants in Ohio.
Many communities in the South are in desperate need of fresh food and water. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry is outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
You are here as military personnel airdrop supplies to Swannanoa. It's a small community just outside of Asheville that saw significant damage following Helene's destruction. The people here say they'll need all the help they can get as they work to recover.
A controversial baseball legend has died. Reporter Erica Hershkowitz has more.
Baseball's hit king, Pete Rose, has died.
Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
Rose spent 24 years in the majors, his first 16 with the Cincinnati Reds. He also managed the Reds for seven seasons before being banned from the sport in 1989 for gambling on games.
Rose was 83 years old. Uber says it's ready to send you on an adventure. Uber Safari is part of the company's Go Anywhere program, now offering day trips from Cape Town. You just need to get yourself to South Africa. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping people in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Terry Bell reports.
In all, 1,400 workers from around the country are part of the relief effort. 25 volunteers are from Wisconsin. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. I'm Terry Bell.
A high school football game in Milwaukee was cut short Friday when a gun in the stadium went off by accident. Police say an off-duty security guard accidentally fired his weapon during a game at Wisconsin Lutheran High School. The stands were emptied and everyone was sent home. The officer injured himself and was treated. The school is now going over its safety protocols. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight as a northwest wind develops. We'll see gusts up around 30 miles per hour, and morning lows will drop to the mid and upper 40s. Sunshine for your Tuesday. High temperatures up to the middle 60s, a northwest breeze. Right now, it's 55.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area on the big picture view of the more than 100 races for a seat in the Wisconsin legislature.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And if you want to contact the show directly, you can always email us. It's pretty easy. It's Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you have a guest you think we should have on, if there's something going on in your community, no matter where you are across Wisconsin, a complaint, sure. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Later on this hour, 11:33, we lost Kris Kristofferson over the weekend. Very influential songwriter, singer, actor, and a Rhodes Scholar.
And many other things.
Yep. And also a big comedy festival.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
In Milwaukee.
You don't say.
Greg will have more details about that. We'll wrap up the show with our latest This Shouldn't Be a Thing today from the world of pets. And this really should not be a thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a pet owner. Stick around for that. We talked about this on Friday as Hurricane Helene was heading towards Florida, and the damage and the photos coming out from Florida, Western North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee are just devastating.
Yeah.
Just absolutely devastating. And the reason we talked about it Friday as it was heading in is because Project 2025 has thoughts on the National Oceanic Administration, on the National Hurricane Center, on all of the on FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency that's going to be helping out all these people in the aftermath of this mess. They have, Project 2025 wants to get rid of all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they could get rid of it, or they could just, they'll just fill it with yes men. And as we said before, sycophants and no one who's qualified to be anywhere near.
Right.
These professions.
NPR reporting that the death toll now is over 90. Millions of people across the South are without power. Large portions still in darkness. More than 2 million customers in 5 states this morning are without power, and it's going to get hot down there. And I believe there are some other storms now that they're watching.
Well, we also talked to Corey Hartman last week about this. And when power is out, that's not just like when we have power out for a night or a couple hours. This will be weeks.
Weeks.
This will be weeks before they get power again. This will be a long, and that's when you need like a functioning local, state, and federal governments to handle the plans, to working with the companies that will get you back online, and you need to make sure everything's working correctly and everyone's on the same page. And I couldn't only imagine what a Project 2025 situation would look like. I mean, It would be chaos.
Well, under Project 2025's proposals, Southwest Florida communities and actually every community in America would be bearing a far larger proportion of the cost of a disaster or to meet their deductibles, insurance deductibles. Mm-hmm. Lee County communities just went through the uncertainty of retaining a discount for flood insurance, which if lost would have cost homeowners millions of dollars. The Project 2025 proposals would be similarly costly to local governments, who then have to pass on the cost to residents in the form of new taxes in order to fund the recovery. So for all those folks who live down there, and I know this isn't top of mind for people who are dealing with the amount of mud and debris and just junk and the number of destroyed homes, but this will not be good for any of us. This is going to harm all of us. Project 2025 is going to harm all of us in one way or another.
Whatever they're going through, those areas that get hit by hurricanes, tropical storms, things like this that can cause devastation, however hard it is now, it's going to be 10 times, if not more difficult in the future when this happens again, because hurricanes aren't stopping anytime soon.
No, they're not.
And if anything we've seen is that these natural disaster events are becoming more frequent and happening at odd times. So if you want to see, I know that this sounds crazy, but if you want to see functioning government
who can respond to disasters
and won't take it out on you in the way of like lessening your money, or because who knows if they say, well, it's not really a disaster area. It's not federal aid. We're not going to.
That wasn't disastrous enough.
Yeah. You didn't meet all the criteria. We'll send you some help. We'll throw some paper towel at you, but you know, sorry. Talk to your governor.
So I've had friends ask me what is the best way to help? And that seems trite, and I think people would like to do more. But seriously, donating to the Red Cross mm-hmm. is probably one of the most direct and one of the most easy ways
yeah.
to get aid to these folks, because the Red Cross knows where the need is greatest.
Yeah.
This is also probably a good time to go donate blood.
I was just going to say, on a regular day, they always need blood. They're always in a shortage. I've said it before, and I will say it every time we bring up the topic. I was told once, if every available person who could give in this country donated once a year, there would never be a shortage again.
That's astonishing.
So you can bet your sweet bippies that right now down south, they're in need. So if you can donate, please donate.
And another good place, and I do a monthly to this organization, is the World Central Kitchen by Chef Jose Andres.
Yes, yes.
And they are on the ground. Almost instantaneously providing meals, not just meals for the victims, but for the first responders.
Yeah.
I mean, these electrical crews, these electricity crews, again, from some of the pictures I've seen from Western North Carolina, you're talking very remote areas that are completely cut off. Their bridges are gone. The roads are gone because they're all blocked with trees. And so World Central Kitchen helps to feed and nourish those folks as they're trying to help restore things.
And honestly, something that just kind of popped into my head right now is this thing we have to resist is during this time when people are going to be piecing their lives back together because they're still going through it. Workers are working. Resist disinformation, because now I'm just thinking about Texas when all of those out-of-state linemen came in and people were shooting at them.
Threatening them,
giving them poison water for helping them get their power back
online. But not fast enough.
So what I know this sounds dour from start to finish, and it is. Hurricanes and the people who are affected therein is never a happy moment. We celebrate those who are alive and we celebrate the spirit, but they need our help. Help how you can. Donate blood, donate money. Do what you can.
And if you have a charity that we're not mentioning, please let us know. You can text it in. You can call it in at 855-752-4842. But again, if you would like to help some of the victims down south after Hurricane Helene, Red Cross, the World Central Kitchen, go donate blood.
Yeah.
They'll be delighted to see you.
Yeah.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Yeah, and it seems like some folks never seem to miss a trick. they've been criticizing Biden now for not giving signing on the for the disaster release for Tennessee quick enough. And apparently, and under the rules, he can't declare a disaster, give the disaster assistance, until the governor actually declares an emergency. And Tennessee's governor waited till the 27th, I think, I read this morning, to actually declare the emergency. And Biden signed off on it then immediately. So he gets crap for not doing it quick enough. Well, the Tennessee governor was the one who delayed things and should have declared a disaster prior to it hitting, because you should just assume that you're going to get nailed by these things. I mean, I'm just had a belly full of these Republican politicians who, you know, they criticize, you know, the federal government, but the federal government is what is there to assist the entire country when there's a disaster like this.
Yes, absolutely.
And by God, they should be actually grateful that we actually have this, because Project 2025 comes in, we're not going to have those protections anymore. Hell, I think Project 2025 doesn't want to have a National Weather Service issuing warnings for this kind of thing.
No, they want to privatize the National Weather Service, Mark. We talked about this on Friday.
Sell their data.
Yeah, they should sell their data, because, again, most of the forecast models that the vast majority of our meteorologists use, they base it on data from the National Weather Service. So, yeah, and the other thing, too, Mark, that I found interesting, that there were a bunch of these Republican politicians now from these states who have been hit by Hurricane Helene who just 4 days before it made landfall voted to shut down the government. They voted to shut down the government.
Yes.
4 days before she hit.
And some of those votes came right here out of Wisconsin. Tom Tiffany, Ron Johnson, Derek Van Orten. Your representatives, the people who we sent to Congress to represent us, thought it was a better idea to shut the government down than to continue funding it. And folks, I can't go into it right now because we haven't the time, and Todd has still not allowed us to take his first hour. The amount of services that are affected or ended while a shutdown is taking place is voluminous.
Yes.
And you don't think about it because we don't have them often, and they may not affect you, but they'll affect somebody. Derek Van Orten, Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany thought it was a great idea, a helping hand, to shut this government down.
4 days before a major hurricane lands. And now some of these same Republicans in these affected states are screeching about, where's our aid?
Yes.
We need help. Where's our help? Yeah. Where's our help? Where's our help?
Yeah, we hate the infrastructure plan, but we want money for bridges.
This was interesting, and I did not expect this. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott on Friday acknowledged that the climate is clearly changing, saying we've got to figure out how we react to that. When asked why the climate is changing, Rick Scott said, who knows? Who knows what the reason is, but something is changing. Massive storm surge. So we've got to figure this out. Well, I think you can thank Rick Scott, because I believe he was one of the first Republicans who essentially removed the words climate change from any governmental documents. Because if you don't see the words and you don't hear the words, climate change doesn't exist.
Oh, absolutely. I never knew what climate change was either. It's just, it's a...
It's a
concept.
It's a concept of a plan. It's a concept of a plan. I slipped down a rabbit hole over the weekend related to Hurricane Helene. I will share my findings with you when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our Assembly Speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the Assembly Speaker and Robin Voss is the Minority Leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We've got nothing left to fear.
Because the man in the tinfoil hat is sitting on the throne.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Talking about Hurricane Helene, the aftermath, some areas of the South just completely devastated. Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina, parts of Florida. If you would like to do something, because I know Wisconsinites do, we like to do something. What can I do?
We like to do.
You can donate to the Red Cross. I think it's a really effective and efficient way to get the money to where it needs to go. Donate blood, something we can all easily do, and yes, we should all do outside of extraordinary events like this, but you can donate blood. And personally, I like the World Central Kitchen. By Chef Jose Andres, and they've got chef teams and people all over the country who immediately go into disaster mode, and they get on the ground as quickly as they can to provide meals, not just for the residents, but for the frontline workers, from the emergency crews and all those people. So World Central Kitchen, we'll get all these in our show notes after the show is over if you're looking for links.
Yeah, I put in Red Cross and World Central Kitchen to begin with, but please let us know if there are other ones as well.
Absolutely. One of your favorite charities, something you have vetted and that you trust, we would appreciate it. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, outstanding show, as usual. You guys are really contributing great information to the public, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Gene.
I'm sure a lot of people
do. We appreciate you, Gene.
I love your politics, girl. I've been following her. I pay really close attention to a lot of things going on, and I saw what was going on, you know, with hurricanes and the tornadoes and all those things. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember when Trump drew a hurricane path that was totally different than the way the hurricane path was going. He got mad at the National Weather Service because they wouldn't put in his version. And I think to myself, just think of the number of lives these people saved, because it would have been a heck of a lot worse if people didn't have the information. I don't think, in the politics, girl, bringing up, it isn't just Trump, this Project 2025.
Right.
It is those people like Van Orden. I'm sorry to say it, but I've called that guy many a times, you know, to vote to pass the bills that, you know, bring money back to our community, and it'll go just the opposite. That guy don't represent us, and he takes advantage of sending little videos to the news stations of all these things he's doing, and the idiots play him. I'm sorry to say that. I love my news station, but sometimes I just get frustrated.
Yep.
Like, oh, he's doing all this thing for medical care. Oh, he's really working for the farmers and all these things. So you guys are getting the word out in honesty and integrity. Please keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you so very much. That's really kind of you.
I feel like Gene is just like the biggest fan.
I just want to get her number so when I'm feeling badly about myself, I can call her.
How do I look in these jeans, Gene?
Thank you so much, Gene. And I really do. That is the goal of civic media, is to bring you accurate information.
Yeah.
Accurate information. As opposed to what I'm going to tell you now. When I fell down this rabbit hole over the weekend and I was checking up on Hurricane Helene and the aftermath and all the destruction, I saw this on Twitter. Quote, "Don't worry, guys, weather modification isn't real. It's just a coincidence that Hurricane Helene, one of the most devastating inland damage storms in history, is hitting hundreds of pro-Trump counties, and they're being massively impacted during the most important election of our lives."
Shane, why did you go down these comments?
It just pulled me into it.
Oh, my God.
For an hour. Oh, yes, they're manipulating. They are manipulating the weather. They're pointing these storms to hit Trump counties. But if that were true, why wouldn't they target more specific things like Mar-a-Lago? I can think of a whole bunch of things they could, if they were doing this, I can think of a whole bunch of targets for him.
I just feel I feel more comfortable if we just brought up our mascot right now, because I feel like you found this on his website. So this is all approved by Jabba the Musk.
Jabba the Musk approves.
He really is pushing forth this information. I mean.
But they're blaming George Soros. They're blaming, you know, Jewish space lasers. And
I'm sorry to laugh. It's not funny, but it's funny.
But apparently there are people who actually believe this.
Well, then how come the hurricane wasn't pointed at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Then they're doing a terrible job.
Yeah, they're really bad at coordinates.
I mean, come on. Get it together. If you're going to do this, then, you know, don't be so haphazard about the destruction.
I'm going to say nothing else. What else did you get in the rabbit hole? Did you get anything else?
No, it was this continual loop of conspiracy theories about who's manipulating the weather and how they're able to do this. If this were true, then why have we had droughts? If we could manipulate the weather to the point where we're going to target certain counties because of how they vote, then why couldn't we manipulate the weather so there's never any droughts? Calvin, please help me.
Well, that's the problem with conspiracy theories, is every part of evidence is proof that the conspiracy theory is real. So the fact that we have droughts, they did that on purpose too.
Oh, the droughts were intentional.
Yes.
Okay.
We turned off there's a big light switch somewhere. I don't know where. Probably the pizza place where all the pizza gates happening. They turn that off. Rain stops. Tons of just dryness and no rain. And the Jewish space lasers come down and pew, pew, pew.
Nice. But why would you have drought in California then? Anyway, we don't have time for this.
I feel like we should make that.
We'll have to make this a segment.
Yes,
we'll
absolutely.
I fell down this rabbit hole. Right now, though, the news is on the way next. We're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Pet Edition. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's gonna drain the swamp tonight and fill it up with alternative facts. And it's gonna be great, tremendous, amazing, and all that. Cause the man in the tinfoil hat.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio. CBS News brief, thousands of members of the International Longshoremen's Union are now on strike, one that will impact consumers. Union leader Kenneth Riley.
We will be there on the picket line until someone tells us any something different. We are prepared to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Todd Vachon from Rutgers puts the strike into context.
There hasn't been a strike at the ports on the East Coast since 1977, and the impact here is far-reaching and will be long-lasting if the strike lasts more than a few days, which really demonstrates the power and the important role that the ILA and port workers play.
Democrat Tim Walz and Republican J.D. Vance face off tonight on CBS for their only vice presidential debate. Political analyst Amy Dacey explains what Walz needs to do.
He's going to have to show that he has a real command on what the policy priorities are of the Harris-Walz ticket. What does it mean, you know, when they say that they want to make sure everybody has economic freedom and access? Double down on the abortion issue.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fire dangers are heating up as we enter the fall fire season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a statement Monday asking people to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities. The statement follows predictions for this week's weather to be dry and have gusty winds, perfect conditions for fires to spread. And while it may be fall, state health officials are still urging people in Wisconsin about mosquito bites. James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves after two horses tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis. Mosquitoes are capable of spreading the disease to both animals and people, but it cannot be spread through person-to-person or animal-to-person contact. There has been one confirmed human case of the disease this year, likely from travel to another state. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music legend Kris Kristofferson passed away over the weekend at the age of 88. Kristofferson is a 3-time Grammy and Golden Globe winner and was a respected actor as well. He was the star of the original A Star Is Born in 1976, playing opposite Barbara Streisand. Kris Kristofferson was also part of an all-star band called The Highwaymen with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. Kristofferson received a Rhodes Scholarship in literature, but soon after joined the U.S. Army, where he achieved the rank of captain and flew helicopters. Kris Kristofferson was a prolific activist advocating for farmers' rights, workers' rights, and immigrant rights. He famously supported Sinead O'Connor during a Bob Dylan tribute concert, shortly after she ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in an effort to call attention to child abuse within the Catholic Church. Kristofferson hugged her on stage and called her courageous. Kristofferson died in Hawaii surrounded by his family, but a cause of death was not given. He was a true American original. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight as a northwest wind develops. We'll see gusts up around 30 miles per hour, and morning lows will drop to the mid and upper 40s. Sunshine for your Tuesday. High temperatures up to the middle 60s, a northwest breeze. It's 53 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Plus, we'll preview the VP debate with Walz and Vance. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning. No way to hold.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to remember Kris Kristofferson in just a moment. He died over the weekend at the age of 88. I did want to do a little update. We were talking in the earlier segment about Hurricane Helene, the aftermath now that the storm has moved on, but the devastation obviously massive in areas like eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina and parts of Florida and even into parts of Georgia. President Biden now today saying he may ask Congress to come back early from their pre-election recess so they can pass supplemental disaster money to address the devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene. President Biden says this is something I may have to request. He said he doesn't yet know how much money he would ask for. No decision has been made yet. The president said he does plan to travel to North Carolina as soon as this Wednesday or Thursday, provided the visit will not be disruptive to rescue and recovery. And I saw some criticism of him yesterday on Twitter. Where is he? Why isn't he here? For one thing, when we have emergency crews that are just trying to clear roads for the residents to use, the last thing you need is a presidential motorcade coming through that area. Yeah. It's just a mess. It's a mess.
These aren't metropolises. These are small towns. Weird reference, but there is an episode of The West Wing that deals exactly with this, where a hurricane hits the town and the president wants to stay. And they basically say the longer he's here, the harder it makes it for people to work.
Absolutely.
They require roads, hotels,
water,
access to phone lines, like everything they need to do makes it more and more difficult. So that is the exact correct response from the president. He will go there when he knows that it will not be a burden upon the people trying to do the work.
Exactly. The last thing they need is any politician going down there for a photo op.
Did you want him to come down during the hurricane
and throw paper towels at people?
Yeah.
A listener in Madison on WMDX, Democrats should call a relief bill the climate change rescue response and let the Republicans vote against it. Put big signs at every bridge being rebuilt. Climate change recovery funds used to repair this bridge, not supported by blank.
Yeah.
Jack from Merrimack, listening on WAUK here in Waukesha. As a scientist, the most frightening thing about Project 2025 is the requirement that all scientific findings are in accordance with conservative principles, which deny climate change, in Jack's opinion. Denying the science of climate change is like denying the science of gravity and stepping off a 10th story balcony. The results are just as disastrous. And Andrew from Maine, when have you ever heard of manipulation being used for the greater good? Well, there's that.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
That is absolutely true.
Red Cross, World Central Kitchen, go donate blood.
Any other charities you can think of, please send them our way.
That are important to you, let us know.
Yeah.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Oh, thank you. I wish our nation was doing better, but we're doing okay overall, I guess. You know, there's an interesting 60 Minutes piece last night that talked extensively about the insurance industry and how many of the underwriters are not even paying out for these claims, even though the rates have doubled, tripled, quadrupled in some cases. And they've been accepting the premiums, the payments from the public for years and years and years. $300,000, $400,000 loss cases that they're sending checks out for $10,000, $20,000 underpaying. So, you know, when Moody's, Standard & Poor's, when all the insurance companies and Wall Street has factored climate change, and it's in our economics, we're all paying for it now. And yet, there's still people on the right that are in total denial. Drill, baby, drill is their response. It's befuddling, to say the least. But I think now we can actually go further than that. It's dangerous. It's putting people in unnecessary risk, unnecessary harm, and it's costing people everything that they own just because one party has fought tooth and nail against using any science when it comes to climate. It's difficult to talk about because it is insanity for all of us to see right in front of us.
Oh, you're so right, Mike. And we've talked about this pretty extensively, especially going back to Project 2025 and what Jack from Merrimack texted in. It states that any results that come from scientists have to align with conservative values. Mm. So essentially, it's going to scientific agencies and saying, here is the result we want. Now make that happen.
Yeah.
That's not how you science.
And Mike, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Every time I hear someone say drill, baby, drill now, ever since we've had Mr. Global on a couple of times, I want to just, you know, tear my hair out.
Yeah.
Because like, we are drilling, baby. We're drilling a lot more than you'll ever understand. And also, what do you expect from a party who voted to keep the NHS, that's England, the NIH from studying, or CDC from studying gun violence,
right?
Because they knew that it was going to come up with results that were going against what they were trying to push, which, by the way, is an agenda that a majority of Americans aren't totally on board with anyways. And that's something I wanted to bring up with Lee, is that all of these policies, all these things they want to do, a majority of Americans want access to abortion healthcare. A majority of Americans want common sense gun control.
Yes.
A majority of Americans want gay marriage and trans rights. A majority of Americans want marijuana legalization, but that is not represented in our state house and our Congress.
But that's because they believe they know better.
Yeah.
You see that here in Wisconsin, a Republican-led legislature still sitting on money that's already been approved to help with PFAS in our water and the lack of hospital care in western Wisconsin. They know better. And I think they are genuinely frustrated that people don't understand that they know better, mm-hmm. and don't vote for them. And that's why they can't go through the regular legislative processes. They have to go around them.
Yeah.
They have to put changes to the Constitution. They have to put constitutional amendments on the ballot to get what they want done, because the people don't want what they want.
And when the people say no, overwhelmingly, especially this last election, the August primary, where we said no to those two mm-hmm. ballot initiatives, what did the GOP leader in Wisconsin, Robin, the popcorn king, Voss, say? He said, we're going to double down. We're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
And now they're trying to put one on. They are putting one in November, which is basically going to put into our Constitution something we already have a law on, which is about voting, which we are going to have Deb Kronmiller on the show, if not this week, very soon, to talk about it. This is a party who doesn't listen to the people. And I hate having to say, because I feel like a liberal shill sometimes, but I'm looking at all the evidence, all the things we read, all the interviews we listen to, and it just shows the GOP does not care about their supporters who aren't millionaires and billionaires, but they don't care about the American people at all. And you can't show me a shred of proof that says otherwise.
Well, I don't know that I would take it quite that far. I do think some of them care, but I still think that ultimately they believe that they know best. And you silly people, you silly voters, you silly, misguided constituents, we have to take this away from you, because we know best.
But I see that. So I think that proves my point. Whether the individual doesn't believe that, okay, fine. Work harder to make your party better, because your party is doing that. And you are a part of them. Therefore, you represent their values, which says, we don't care what you think. We're going to vote the way we want to vote, because we got some guys in the room who are writing our bills anyways and paying to reelect us.
Take us on trips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Extra perks. That's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. All right. We lost Kris Kristofferson over the weekend. He died on Saturday at his home in Maui at the age of 88 years old. I did not realize until I started looking at his page, just how remarkably accomplished he was, even early in life. He was a Rhodes Scholar.
He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was accepted to West Point. He
was a military pilot.
He went to school for, yes, he was a military helicopter pilot. He wrote poetry while he was in school. Like he was a military guy who went to school for poetry and decided to stop all of that and just move to Nashville, got a job at Columbia Recording Studios to sweep floors
be
close to those artists.
Yep.
And became one of the most important, some would say the most important songwriter in country music. He wrote just
massive hits.
Massive hits that are beautiful.
Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Oh, God.
Help Me Make It Through the Night. For the Good Times. Me and Bobby McGee. And again, he recorded a lot of these songs. His versions did not necessarily take off, but a lot of songwriters do that.
No, yeah.
But they, you know, they have other artists record them. He was a massively successful songwriter.
Oh my gosh.
And kind of brought a new edge and a new honesty to country music.
Yes. Yes. People like him, John Prine, Tom T. Hall, they wrote on a grittier level that was more identifiable with people. And two really quick things about him that always makes me melt in my heart about him is, one, he was given the idea to write Me and Bobby McGee by a producer. And because they gave him the name Bobby McGee, he gave that guy half the publishing on that song. Because, like, well, you gave me the idea, so I'm going to give you half the publishing.
Wow.
The Ken Burns country music documentary does a really good job of laying out his history with country music and who he was. And also, he was a man who, like, Sunday Morning Coming Down is like was the birth of his conversion to Christianity. And for a lot of people, when you say that, you think, oh God. He never flaunted it. He never pushed it in anyone's face. He never said, I must convert you. But he was a lifelong devout Christian who loved his spirituality. But it never came out in anything negative. It came out in the positive. It came out in the when Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope and everyone's like, goodbye. He stood on stage with her, hugged her because she was booed on stage. He put his career and his everything on the line and supported someone who spoke her mind on a very serious topic.
And a very controversial topic.
I love this man. I got over emotional when I found out it's like he's 88. I get it. But still, it's like, oh, such a good human being.
And he's leaving an incredible legacy.
Yes. Behind. Go listen to his song. Listen to him sing Sunday Morning Coming Down and know that that's a man who's trying to quit alcohol and drugs.
He turned his life around big time.
Yeah.
Very briefly, because now we're just about out of time, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow. The Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
Never heard of it.
Going on all this week.
Starting tomorrow.
Where can people get tickets?
You can go to mkecomedyfest.com. We got 6 days. We got a pre-show tonight at the Cooperage, which the Roast of Milwaukee put on by Milwaukee Record. But Tuesday through Sunday, we got great shows going on at the Laughing Tap, at other places, Great Lakes Distillery, Shank Hall, Lakefront Brewery. We have 6 days, 9 shows, 4 venues, dozens of comics from all over the country. Get your tickets now and save. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but tomorrow is our kickoff show at Shank Hall with the effervescent Adam Caton Holland.
We'll get a link in the show notes, too, if you would like to get some tickets to the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Go support comedy. It's very important. It makes us laugh. All right. We have one segment to go called This Shouldn't Be a Thing today from the world of pets. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunday morning coming down. On the Sunday morning sidewalk. Wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday. Makes your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying. Half as lonesome as the sound. Sleeping.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. It's the same number whether you call or you text, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. We have the news coming up in just a little bit, followed by West Coaster Todd Alba. He was in California last week.
Just
he was
by at, coastal.
He was at the Badger game, which did not go well on Saturday.
Man, Wisconsin sports took a big old...
It was kind of a hit this weekend.
Yeah. Wow.
But Todd Alba will be back from noon to 2 p.m., Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, and then Dom Salvia from 4 to 6 p.m., so keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 11:52. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, you can email it to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg, you found this one from the world of pets.
Yes, a French pet edition. Oh,
uh-huh.
For the rest of this, I will talk like Maurice Chevalier. So I don't know if you've heard this person. His name was Alain Delon. He was a French actor who died, and he said one of the things he would have really loved to have done was to have been buried with his pet dog Lubo. He was an animal lover and loved that dog very much. Here's the kicker: Lubo's still alive.
Good.
Yeah, Alain. Wanted to put the dog down.
What?
Yeah. He thought it'd be best if when he died, the dog died too. So he said, "Hey, everybody, when I die, you know, it'd be great if you bury me my dog." And they're like, "Oh, do you have a tiny urn with his ashes?" Like, "Nope, dog's still alive and back. You take care of it. I'll be dead." So this caused a kerfuffle.
I would hope so. What does he think? He's an Egyptian king or something?
I don't know. He's dead, so who knows what he thinks. He was also buried in the family home in sorry, but it just looks, I know this is a very American, I know it's probably pronounced Douche, but it looks like Douchey Paris, but it's south of Paris.
I think it's Douche.
Douche. He said it in a 2018 interview that he loved this dog more than any of his pets, and he had 50 pets,
wow.
50 dogs in his life. That's a lot of dogs, by the way.
That's a high dog turnover.
Yeah. We could do more investigation or do our research. But he said he wanted this dog to be buried with him, and really, like, the notion was that he wanted the dog then to be put down, because also the dog would miss him too much as well. So it would just be the same thing.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Well, here we go. This is why I brought it up. I didn't want to make you sad.
Right.
after his death, animal rights activists and concerned citizens raised the alarm about the dog's fate, along with the Bridget Bardot Foundation, which is an animal rights group.
She was a huge animal rights supporter.
And apparently was a friend of this person, and contacted the family and told them about it. And they said, don't worry, the dog is great. Lubo is fine. Nothing will be fine. The dog will live, and
a long, happy life
for as long as it needs to live. And that's great. So that was why I brought it up. I am not saying that the dog living should not be a thing. My point is that people who die saying, take my pet with me, even though they're still alive, shouldn't be a thing.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yes. The family said, we are totally against the idea that anyone euthanizing an animal for this reason, DeLon or no DeLon, organizations that work to protect animals want society to develop awareness that an animal is an individual, separate being. So the animal, Lubo, was protected and is, as far as I know, enjoying life in France.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope he's having homemade biscuits and all kinds of treats. And
the finest of cheese.
The finest of macarons and whatever else makes Lubo happy.
But no chocolate. It's bad for the dog.
Yeah. I'm glad that people stepped in and stepped up. I loved my dogs.
Yeah.
Loved my dogs.
Yeah.
I would never have assumed that they could never be happy beyond me.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
That would never even... You have to be such a narcissist to think your dog will be okay.
Well, of course they're going to be upset or confused.
I've seen the heartbreaking videos.
Oh, yeah.
But you in no way, shape, or form think to yourself, well, it would just be better if.
And they'll never be happy again.
Yeah, exactly. No, they'll.
There's still things to sniff and do and chase and eat, mm-hmm. and agreed. All kinds of scritches to get. Oh. And so. So many scritches.
I miss my dog right now, Jane.
All right, good. This was not a thing because it should not be a thing.
Exactly.
Gavin, let's play that out clip, please.
This shouldn't be a thing.
And we're glad it wasn't a thing. Again, if you have a thing that should not be, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Anything else, if you have comments about the show, if you have guest suggestions, if there is a fundraiser going on in your community that you would like to get some attention, seriously, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Any complaints, send them to Calvin's house. He lives, I think, in Ohio.
Yes, he has a small homestead in Ohio. It's a very complicated address, but we'll make sure that we get that
absolutely.
To you. All right, we have news coming up next. Stay close. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Amanda Merkway, the advocacy director of the ACLU Wisconsin. We'll discuss the election fraud being engaged by MAGA Republicans and what you can do about it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.